Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I am your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. By the way, 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich and the opening bell. And at 6 o'clock is my main man, Steve Cochran. Coming up after the 2:30 news, we will be joined by actor Ted Raimi, who has joined the cast of Ash vs. the Evil Dead this season, coming up in October. And he's going to appear next weekend at the Flashback convention, August 5th through the 7th. I'll be there all weekend being your MC and your host and all kinds of cool stuff. Check out flashbackweekend.com, and we'll talk with him after the 2:30 news. Okay. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready for a little pizza chain about the best ones? For leftovers.
Yes, please.
Okay, Papa Murphy's is the highest range.
Never heard of that one.
I don't know Papa Murphy. I know Papa John's. Papa Murphy's encourages that you bake its pizza for 60 minutes or fewer after purchase. I did that. What it doesn't tell you, and it should, is that you let the newly baked pizza sit in the fridge overnight and then eat it cold. It mutes the flavors, and the cold snap robs the crust of any chance to bum you out when you're expecting bakery fresh pizza.
I don't like cold pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cold pizza either. Dan, do you ever?
I actually prefer it.
Do you? Well, you don't like hot things that are hot anyway.
Well, I mean,
hot liquid.
I can enjoy hot food, but yeah, usually I end up liking the pizza more. Especially if it's, like, heavily cheesed, like, the day after.
That's interesting.
See, and that's what I don't like, because I don't like congealed cheese.
Yeah.
I want it melty and soft.
Mm-hmm.
When I have it for breakfast after we get home. Oh, so good.
Now, what pizza do you prefer to have cold? Is there a brand?
Papa John's.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do love the Papa John's cold.
Yeah, we've discussed this. All right, how about this? Domino's gets a pretty high rating, a 3 out of 5. The best way to eat their leftovers is the toaster oven. Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense, except that I don't think Domino's is very good pizza.
Right? It's not good fresh or after.
Little Caesars gets a high mark, 4 out of 5 for leftovers. And it's you zap it in the microwave for best results with Little Caesars.
See, I've realized if I put it in the oven.
Yeah.
It gets nice and melty, but the crust gets crispy.
No, I know. I always, if I have leftover pizza, it goes in the oven. I don't put it in the microwave because it makes the crust saggy and kind of gooey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, you want to crisp up the crust. I happen to be a big thin crust. The thinner the crust, the happier I am.
Ditto.
And the crispier the crust, the happier I am. You know, you get a little, you get a little color on the cheese when you put it in the oven.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
How about you? You blast it in the broiler for a second.
If like, I had a broiler that worked properly, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, what's the matter with your broiler?
I don't know. I think it's missing a thing.
Oh no!
Because
no, I'm sorry. I'm very sad.
Like if I put something in to broil, it takes a very long time. Like it's too far from the flame. Like, there should be something in there that should make it sit up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But there isn't, so I don't know
why. Wow. All right. Boy, you got to have a broiler.
I know. I want one on the top, you know, where it's in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are, like, separate.
Yeah, mine's on the bottom. You pull the little drawer out on the bottom of the
exactly.
And that's where it is. When I was cooking all the time, when Heather and I were together, we had one of those where it was on the top. You would just move the shelf up in the oven. Boom. Slap it right in there. It's in the same thing. The bottom thing, which I thought was the broiler when I first moved in, I pulled it out and that's where she kept a bunch of pots and pans and stuff. And I'm like, ah! Because I thought it was the broiler. I thought it was the broiler. So. Papa John's didn't do very well on this list, Dan.
It's wrong.
1 out of 5. It pains me to put Papa John's anywhere but number one. It's easily my favorite pizza chain. So this person who wrote this agrees with you. Maybe he should have eaten it cold because he put
it's
it.
She, but yes.
She maybe she should have eaten it cold because she talks about putting it in the toaster oven and it didn't work out very well.
And you dip it in the garlic sauce. Oh,
Dan is making himself hungry. I can tell right now. Dan is making himself hungry. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah,
three thin crust pizza. I read this, I want to say it was Reader's Digest, but if you put a little bit of olive oil in a frying pan, on a medium heat, let it get really hot, throw the pizza in there, and then cover it.
Yeah, that's
just for like 4 or 5 minutes. It's perfect.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds doable. You know, a dab of olive oil in a frying pan on the stovetop with a lid. That makes sense.
Yeah, it works out. It's so super tasty. I mean, I'm also a big toaster oven fan for leftover pizza.
Yeah.
But if you got a good thin crust, something, you know, really thin that should be crispy,
yeah,
frying pan's the way to
frying
go.
Frying pan, all right.
Anything thicker than that, then you want to go toaster oven.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Steve.
You got it.
All right. And then Pizza Hut comes in number 2 out of 5. It scores a 2 out of 5. And they, of course, say the toaster oven is the best.
Yeah, because that crust, if you get the pan.
The pan pizza, yeah.
So crispy and greasy.
I mean, I don't have a toaster oven, so I use my my oven.
It's the same thing.
It is. It's the same thing.
It's a very large toaster oven.
It's a large toaster oven. But I don't have a toaster oven. So, all right. Hey, we got a break here. The news is coming up. So that's we have a link on our Facebook page if you want to read that entire article, because there's a lot of stuff that she wrote about. So you can check it out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. News is next.